Welcome to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Dr. Wallace, your host and moderator. Today we're featuring teams from Berrien Springs and Bridgman. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our broadcast is brought to you from the Community Room at Signature Dealer Group on Napier Avenue. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to signaturedealergroup.com. Along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Visit homeoftheshamrocks.org for more information. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Lake Michigan College, welcome to the lake, and the Cook Nuclear Plant. Let's meet our teams. First, from Berrien Springs, captained by Colton tonight. Let's start in the end. Name, what year are you, and how did you feel about snow this morning?
My name's Tanner. I'm a sophomore, and I'm happy to see the snow return. Probably one of the few.
Please keep the microphones close, and nice job coming back to it, Tanner. Maggie?
I'm Maggie. I'm in 11th grade, and I really like snow, so I was happy.
She's a hockey fan, so yeah.
Yeah.
She likes it.
My name's Colton. I'm a senior, and I'm pretty indifferent about the snow.
Colton's captain of Berrien Springs for this game.
My name's Jacob. I'm also a senior, and I have similar feelings to Colton on the snow.
And from Bridgman, captain by Savannah.
My name's Savannah. I'm a senior, and I hate the cold.
Well, you can hate the cold, but like the snow.
No, I hate the snow and the cold.
Oh, okay.
My name is Kai. I'm a junior, and I listen to Christmas songs.
Oh.
I've been hearing Johnny Mathis since I got up this morning.
My name's Max. I'm a freshman, and I like the snow. I don't like the wet, cold, freezing rain.
Yeah. No fun to drive on either.
My name's Elijah. I'm a freshman, and I agree with Savannah.
Here are the basic rules. During the first and second halves, we'll announce the value of each question. Bill will before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. Dr. John here is your scorekeeper and judge, and Bill Klein will be asking the questions. Everybody ready?
Sure.
Bill?
Oh, come on. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Yes. 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 Perhaps.
Cheering is loud from the background.
For 5 points, Milton's Paradise Lost is based on what book of the Bible?
Max.
Matthew.
Incorrect.
Jacob.
Job.
Incorrect. It's Genesis. For 5 points, submarines did not become true deep water ships until the development of what power source?
Colton.
Nuclear energy.
That is correct. For 10 points, if someone gave you a verbena for your birthday, would you wear it, plant it, frame it, or eat it?
Colton.
Plant it.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, we have a fan in the back of verbenas. For 10 points, prime, choice, good, standard, commercial, utility, cutter, and canner are the 8 classifications used by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to grade what item?
Max.
Meat.
More specific.
Cow.
That's correct. For 10 points. For 5 points, what battle device was replaced by the siege cannon in the 15th century as a means to break open gaps?
Colton.
Battering ram.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, the Cumberland and Shenandoah Valleys form part of the Great Valley of what U.S. mountain range?
Jacob.
The Smokies.
Incorrect.
Ty.
Blue Ridge.
Incorrect. It's the Appalachians. Multiple choice question for 10 points. The Articles of Confederation received the most favorable support from which of the following groups? Military leaders, merchants, farmers, or explorers?
Elijah.
Farmers.
That is correct. For 10 points. For 5 points, the United States suffered 25% unemployment during what decade of the 20th century?
Jacob.
1930s.
That is correct. For 5 points. For 5 points, what two parts of a stereo speaker, which respectively reproduce bass and troubled notes sound like noises of noises animals make?
Max.
The subwoofer and the bass woofer.
Incorrect.
Half. Barron Springs, want to guess? Lippy tweeter. The other part? Time was up.
Okay, yes. Woofer and tweeter. For 10 points, what weapon was patented on May 26, 1946 by Dr. Janos von Neumann and Dr. Klaus von Fuchs?
Colton.
The atomic bomb.
There's the difference. That's not a pipe bomb.
No, I don't believe it is.
Or the A-bomb?
Well, it's a nuclear bomb, so okay, we'll give you credit.
Hydrogen was the answer he was looking for.
It's a nuclear bomb, and he's got an atom bomb.
I guess that's a different thing.
That was 10 points. For 10 points, you are heading due north. Utah lies at 3 o'clock. Idaho at 1 o'clock. California at 9 o'clock. What state are you in?
Jacob.
Nevada.
That's correct. For 10 points. For 5 points, what country's soldiers were the first to use poison gas in World War I?
Max.
Germany.
That is correct. For 5 points. For 20 points, Amazon started an internal investigation after the Wall Street Journal reported what problem?
Colton.
Tax fraud?
Incorrect.
Max.
Death among warehouse workers.
Incorrect. It's the...
But true.
Online sellers were paying bribes to employees... For 15 points, a hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan, was destroyed on October 3rd, 2015, in a U.S. airstrike. What organization operated that hospital?
Max.
The Red Cross.
Incorrect.
Colton.
ISIS.
Incorrect. It was the Doctors Without Borders. For 5 points, franchise owners have been complaining that they can't make any profit from the $5 footlong. So what chain is discontinuing?
Kai.
Subway.
That is correct. For 5 points. For 20 points, a man who sold fake reviews on what travel website was fined 8,000 euros and sentenced to 9 months in prison?
Max.
What is Trivago?
Incorrect.
Tanner.
Airbnb.
Incorrect. It was TripAdvisor. For 5 points, Elon Musk announced that the first commercial passenger on his planned rocket to the moon will be a Japanese billionaire. What is the rocket company called?
Jacob.
SpaceX.
That is correct. For 5 points. For 10 points, in one of the most lopsided Emmy categories, what long-running show, which gained many viewers for its anti-Trump comedy sketches, ran away from the field?
Jacob.
Saturday Night Live.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, CBC and the Toronto Star, investigating this company's invite-only ticket reselling platform, have accused what company of colluding with ticket scalpers?
Jacob.
Ticketmaster.
That is correct for 10 points. For 15 points, Donald Trump urged what European country to build the wall?
Max.
Ukraine.
Incorrect, and I'll finish the question. Build the wall across the Sahara to help solve the Mediterranean migration crisis.
Maggie.
Germany.
Incorrect, it was Spain. For 10 points, the Music Modernization Act recently passed in the U.S. Senate. It's designed to protect sound recordings released before 1972 from falling out of what legal protection?
Max, last question.
Digital.
Incorrect.
Colton.
Copyright.
That is correct for 10 points.
That will do it for our first round, the end of the first half of today's academic challenge. We'll be back with a score in 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is 80-30, and Berrien Springs leading at the moment. Teams, you have three categories to choose from in the 60-second round. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can, each worth 10 points. If you get all 10, have you ever seen that, Bill?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Okay. Then you get an extra 20-point bonus. You're encouraged to consult with each other, but the captain is the only one who can officially answer. After a minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to enter any questions. The first team could not answer. Bridgman, you get to pick the first topic between history, romance, and the cabinet. Your choice?
History.
Are you ready, Bill?
Yep. First question. Portuguese Prince Henry established a school for what professionals in 1418?
Explorers, navigators.
Missionaries.
Incorrect. The last Aztec emperor was overthrown during what century?
13th.
Incorrect. Clerks of antiquity who spent their days copying manuscripts were called what?
I missed it.
Scribes.
Correct. Henry Morton Stanley forsook what occupation to spend his days mapping Africa's interior?
Cartography. We don't know. He got rid of it, but so he became.
What?
Pass.
10 seconds.
Pass.
With the coup d'etat in 1799, who overthrew the Directory?
Napoleon.
Napoleon.
Correct. In the 13th.
That was it.
Oh, okay.
Same questions coming back to you now, Berrien Springs.
You ready? Portuguese Prince Henry established a school for what professionals in 1418?
Explorers.
Incorrect. Navigators. The last Aztec emperor was overthrown during what century?
Yeah, I said the 15th.
15th century?
Incorrect. It was the 16th in the 1500s. Henry Morton Stanley forsook what occupation to spend his days mapping Africa's interior?
I said cartographer, but is that maps?
Cartography?
No, he was a journalist. In the 13th century, which conquerors added Tibet to their empire?
Ottomans.
Persians.
Ottomans?
The Ottomans. Oh,
yeah. Well, no. Yeah, Ottomans.
Ottomans?
Incorrect. The Mongols. The Panama Canal opened in the same year as what war began?
World War One or the Spanish War?
Spanish-American War?
Incorrect, World War One. Before 1960, most immigrants to the United States came from which continent?
Ireland. Last question.
Nope, Europe.
Europe.
Correct.
Ireland is not a continent, sir.
And one correct for Berrien Springs, two for Bridgman. Berrien Springs, you get to pick from the remaining two topics. The cabinet, no jokes, please, and romance.
Ireland should be
in the cabinet.
Okay, now there's a precursor to this before we start. I want you to write down these names. Interior. State. Health and Human Services, or HHS, and Commerce. Now, I'm going to list agencies, and you tell me which of these cabinet departments that you just wrote down supervise them. Okay. Okay. First one, Bureau of Human Rights and Humanitarian Affairs.
I would say so.
HHS?
Incorrect. Food and Drug Administration.
Is that
HHS?
I don't know anymore.
HHS?
Correct. Geological Survey.
Interior?
Correct. National Bureau of Standards.
Commerce?
Correct. U.S. Travel and Tourism Administration.
Or Interior?
State.
Interior?
Incorrect. U.S. Information Agency.
I don't know.
State?
Correct. National Telecommunications and Information Administration.
Commerce?
Commerce?
Correct. Office of Protocol?
State?
Cor- Correct. Social Security.
Human Services.
HHS.
Correct. Water and Power Resources Service.
Commerce. No, Human Services.
Interior.
Correct.
Last one.
That was it. That was very good.
Yeah.
They got 80 of them. Eight of them.
Why did I bother writing this down?
Regimen, you ready?
There's two left. Did you write those departments down?
Yeah. Yes, we did. Yes.
Okay. So you've got Interior, State, Health and Human Services, or HHS, and Commerce. And I'll give you the agencies, and you tell me the cabinets that supervise them. First, Bureau of Human Rights and Humanitarian Affairs.
State.
Correct. U.S. Travel and Tourism Administration.
State.
Incorrect. That's Commerce.
And that was only
it.
10 questions,
only
right? All right, that ends our 60-second round. We'll check the scores and conclude the game next year on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is 170-60. Now time to find out what's happening in each of our participating schools. First from Berrien Springs, here's Colton.
Greetings from Berrien Springs. We students would like to mention that our school staff... and we would like to mention and thank our school staff for hosting a fantastic Halloween activity period for us on Halloween Day. Congratulations to our Quiz Bowl team for qualifying for the Small School National Quiz Bowl Tournament. We would like to congratulate the varsity football team on their undefeated regular season. Before we sign off, we would like to thank Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lakeshore Schools, South Haven Public Schools, Cook Nuclear Plant, the Bradford Insurance Agency, Lake Michigan College, Signature Toyota for Housing, and radio stations for WSJM FM 94.9 for sponsoring the event.
Thank you very much. And from Bridgman, Captain Savannah.
Well, this last weekend our girls won the state cross country meet, and with the guys coming in 11th, this is the first time the girls have ever won a state championship in our school history. And the girls volleyball had their first round of districts on Tuesday winning, so they move on to their second round tonight. That's really about it going on.
That's enough. Anything else you want to add? Somebody else?
Yes. Okay, you could please join us for our Veterans Day celebration and flagpole dedication ceremony on November 9th, 2019, which is Saturday, at 1 p.m. at the California School Cemetery. It's on the corner of California and Snow Road in Bridgman. And then please join us for a Veterans Day celebration and dedication of the new flagpole honoring the Civil War veterans buried in the cemetery.
Oh, see,
always good to remember the veterans.
Well, especially you Civil War veterans.
I'm the American Revolution. Come on. We have some substitutions in on both teams. Nate, we'll start with you. Year, name, which I just said, and everybody else talked about the snow. So how about you tell us what you're looking forward to in the month of November?
Okay, yeah, I am Nate. I'm a junior, and I guess I'm excited for Thanksgiving.
Chucky fan.
Right.
I'm Riley, and I'm a junior as well, and I definitely have to agree with Nate on this one.
That means you're Lions fans, right? If it's turkeys.
we got the socks on.
Bridgman, we have a substitution.
I'm James. I'm a sophomore, and I'm looking forward to snow days.
Jeez, you are very smart.
They'll be coming. Mr. Klein, your
yes,
turn.
My turn. Let's start this off with a 5-point question. Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador has vowed to sell the luxurious presidential plane and instead fly commercial. He's the frugal president-elect.
Jacob.
Mexico.
That is correct. 4 or 5 points. For 20 points, place this animal in its proper phylum from this description. It uses its foot as a burrowing organ. Its body is long and laterally flattened, surrounded on each side by two lobes of the mantle. Each lobe secretes a chitinous valve. The gills hang from the roof of the mantle cavity and lie on each side of the body. What phylum is that animal?
James.
Invertebrate.
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs, I guess. Colton.
Fish.
Incorrect. It's a mollusk. For 15 points, which government agency is the official source for the exact time of day used to set clocks in the United States?
Colton.
The Department of Time.
Bridgman, do you want to guess?
Excellent guess. Correct.
Savannah.
The Department of Interior.
Incorrect. It's the United States Naval Observatory.
Why
the atomic
Navy?
Clock?
Atomic clock. I disagree in Washington, with D.C. The fact that the
Navy. Us Navy guys at least got the time right most of the time. For 20 points, according to the Bible, Samson destroyed the Temple of Dagon in which specific location?
James.
Jerusalem.
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs, a guess? Or an answer that you know? Colton.
Between the pillars?
Yes, but where? It was between the pillars in Gaza. For 15 points, what event led to the transfer of power over India from the British East India Company to the British government? Looking for the event.
James.
The Boston Tea Party.
Incorrect.
Rocks. Anybody?
Gandhi's protests.
Oh, good. Yes, incorrect.
That was Nate.
It was the Sepoy Rebellion. God, never heard of that. For 20 points, who does Hyde murder in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Colton.
Dr. Jekyll.
Incorrect.
Bridgman? Savannah.
Robin?
Incorrect. Sir Danvers Carew. For 15 points, define and spell gumption.
Colton.
Synonym to courage, gumption.
That is correct. For 15 points. For 20 points, Emperor Maximilian of Mexico was the brother of which European monarch?
Jacob.
Napoleon.
Incorrect.
Savannah, sorry.
Henry the VII.
Incorrect. It was Franz Joseph of Austria-Hungary. Here's a math question for 15 points. If the equation of a circle is x squared plus y squared plus 6x minus 8y equals 0, what are the coordinates of the center of the circle? If the equation of a circle is x squared plus y squared plus 6x minus 8y equals 0, what are the coordinates of the center of the circle?
Jacob.
Negative 3, negative 4.
That is incorrect.
Kai.
Negative 3, 4.
That is correct.
That was for 20?
That was for 15.
15.
For 20 points, what adjective is used to describe floating sea ice that completely covers the sea surface?
Colton.
Shelf.
Incorrect.
Savannah.
Iceberg.
Incorrect. Now, I thought one of you two would get this because it's pack ice. The next four questions all involve name any person represented by these states in Congress with a statute in statutory hall. For 5 points, any person from Utah.
Anyone?
Brigham Young and Philo Farnsworth are the two people. For 10 points, any person represented by Virginia?
Kai.
Thomas Jefferson.
Incorrect.
Colton.
Lincoln.
Incorrect. Robert E. Lee and George Washington. For 15 points, any person from South Carolina?
Savannah.
Jefferson Davis.
Incorrect.
Vernon Springs, any guesses? I had to look. Time.
John Calhoun and Wayne Hampton. And now for the 20-point question, any person with a statute in Chancellor Hall from Oklahoma?
Where the wind goes whipping down the plain. Any guesses? Colton.
Johnny Potts.
Incorrect.
Will Rogers has got to be one. That's our last question.
And Sequoia.
And Sequoia. Last question.
Well done, guys. Those were not easy.
Well, that does it. That's the end of today's Academic Challenge Match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 190 to 75 are the Shamrocks from Berrien Springs.
Good game, though. Good game.
Congratulations, and thank you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge, our broadcast brought to you by, from the Community Room at Signature Dealer Group on Napier Avenue. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to signaturedealergroup.com. It is heated in here, too. Along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Visit homeoftheshamrocks.org for more information. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Lake Michigan College, welcome to the lake. And the Cook Nuclear Plant. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again next week at the same time as Michigan Lutheran and Coloma go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.